A gruesome event last January in the Panhandle may give momentum to a bill making its way through the Florida legislature this spring. Near the town of Crestview, a family's pregnant pet goat was sexually assaulted and murdered. Since then, a bill prohibiting bestiality has been introduced to the Florida Senate and House of Representatives. Dee Thompson Poirier is the Director of Animal Services for Okaloosa County at PAWS, the Panhandle Animal Welfare Society. Thompson Poirier said she supports the bill.
Oh, very definitely. We worked very hard to get it reinstated. We had a case. We had found this, that a goat had been sexually molested and then killed, or killed during the process of this. And having it really been the first case where we ever really got into like this, found that Florida had no laws against, that really the only law we were going to be able to work on was the fact that the animal died. And so we were going to be able to go with animal cruelty, but that there was no law with the fact that he had had sex with this animal. And unfortunately, finding out from people that lived in that area that this could have occurred in the past.
Representative Frank Peterman Jr., a Democrat from St. Petersburg, and Senator Nan Rich, a Democrat from Broward County, are sponsoring the bill that would ban bestiality. Senator Rich told WMNF she hopes the bill will pass in the upcoming legislative session.
The bill is one that would prohibit a person from engaging with sexual conduct with an animal. It would prohibit, in essence, bestiality. We do not have a statute in the state of Florida that prohibits bestiality. And unfortunately, we have a number of cases where people have sexually abused or sexually assaulted animals.
The bill would make bestiality a first-degree felony. Rich said that in the 30 other states that have similar laws, the penalties range from misdemeanors to felonies, so that during the legislative process, the bill's penalty might be reduced.
We really thought we should start with, a first-degree felony. Obviously, when you work bills through the process, some people have different ideas, and people sometimes compromise, obviously, when they really would like to get a bill through. We've worked with Humane Society and with the people out of the Panhandle Animal Welfare Society. Actually, is the one who came and asked to have this bill promoted, and they really support a felony penalty.
WMNF asked Dee Thompson Poirier of PAWS why it is necessary to have a law that specifically outlawed bestiality rather than just relying on existing laws banning animal cruelty.
Basically, because of the fact that some of the animal cruelty laws are very difficult for us, because we have to, there's a lot of proving on our part that we have to prove that this makes it so that there was actually an intent made on this animal, that some people may or may not have found whatever this is, they may not find it cruel. Maybe they don't think that, I personally don't think there was any way this animal consented to it. So therefore, we had to specifically be an area that was addressed in the law outside of just the cruelty and the neglect portions of the law.
The bill prohibits knowing sexual conduct or sexual contact with an animal and prohibits some related activities. It is important to have a law outlawing bestiality, according to Senator Rich.
For me personally, I got involved, I've been involved with a lot of legislation dealing with child abuse and animal abuse, and there is a tremendous correlation between the two. Research shows that there's an 88% crossover. Those who abuse animals abuse people. So I think it's really important that we have something on the books that would prohibit people from being able to do this without penalty.
The goat that was killed in the Panhandle was pregnant, carrying two kids. But Rich said that if it had not been injured, there would not have been a serious crime under existing Florida law.
The state attorney in the case in Walton County could only prosecute as a misdemeanor trespassing, and this man couldn't be arrested for bestiality because it's not a crime in the state of Florida. And I guess, I would suggest that bestiality should be a crime, and that it is really pretty unconscionable and disgusting to think about people doing these kinds of things to animals.
Frank Peterman Jr. represents District 55, located in St. Petersburg, and sponsored the bestiality bill in the House.
It's just unconscionable to think people would have sexual relations with animals and harm them in that way. So we wanted to make sure we got right at it and right on it and developed a bill that would speak to this issue and actually strengthen the response to someone doing that legally, that it'll be strengthened and that it will become a crime here in the state of Florida.
Governor Charlie Crist said he supports the bill. Senator Rich called that good news.
The governor has indicated that should this bill come to his desk, he would certainly sign it. So that would be, you know, one leg down that we wouldn't have to worry about.
You can find links to the text of the bill on our news archive, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.